Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, November 7th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, it's Election Day, and the Stearns County Sheriff has lots of experience. Voters across Minnesota have a choice to vote for mayors, city council members, and school board members today. There are nearly 140 school questions on the ballot, including some that ask voters to pay for construction projects. In Minneapolis and St. Paul, voters will rank their choices for mayor. It may be days before the winners are known. Brant Williams says Minneapolis voters will be able to make first, second, and third choices. The rules are a little different in St. Paul.
In St. Paul, there are not as many mayoral candidates on the ballot as there are in Minneapolis, but voters in St. Paul can actually select six people and then rank them in the order of their preference.
Meanwhile, a record-breaking 12,000 Minneapolis residents cast their ballots early this year. Matt Sepik reports.
In 2014, state lawmakers signed off on no-excuse early voting, meaning Minnesotans can mail in ballots or cast them in person in the 6 weeks before Election Day. With the entire city council and park board on the ballot, plus a competitive mayor's race, Minneapolis City Clerk Casey Carl says there was huge interest in voting early.
We have seen the numbers spike incredibly. In comparison to 2013, our early voting numbers are up over 190%.
Carl says yesterday, the last day the early voting center was open, nearly 900 people cast ballots in person. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
The St. Cloud City Council has rejected a resolution calling for a moratorium on resettling refugees in the city. Council member Jeff Johnson proposed the resolution last month, which recommends a temporary halt to refugee resettlement until the city gets more information about the cost. Johnson also wanted Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota, which places refugees in the city, to show it's complying with federal law. But before he brought the proposal forward, the city council passed a different resolution stating that St. Cloud is a just and welcoming city. Johnson introduced his resolution again last night and asked for a vote. The council voted it down 6-1. A crowd of people attended the meeting to show support or opposition to the measure. Some carried signs voicing support for refugees. Others had American flags. Republican Harry Nisca has left Minnesota's race for attorney general. Nisca said that running a strong campaign would have required making too many sacrifices in his personal life. He was one of two Republicans vying for the post that their party hasn't won since 1966. Former State Representative Doug Wardlow is the other. 6 months ago, Don Goodmanson became the only person to serve four separate Minnesota counties as sheriff. His latest assignment is in Stearns County, where the Jacob Wetterling mystery went unsolved for more than a quarter century. As Kirsty Marone reports, the cop filling out the term of his retired predecessor is not just a caretaker.
Walk through the Stearns County Jail and you'll see no shortage of ways to keep the inmates busy. There's a library, a computer room, and a place where volunteers teach inmates arts and crafts.
Basketball and volleyball. We have beanbag toss. We just recently got spike ball.
Jail administrator Mark Maslankowski shows me a rec room with new equipment.
They will play badminton. They'll play ping pong. They'll jump rope. We had a program coming in that was doing a little bit with yoga.
What you won't hear is the sound of TVs blaring. For that, the inmates can thank Stearns County's newest sheriff, Don Goodmanson.
Watching daytime television is like if fate were some death.
Banning daytime TV is one of the changes Goodmanson made to the jail shortly after he became sheriff. He also demands the jail be what he calls hospital clean and hospital quiet.
Inmates should have a day like everyone else, that they get up and have something to do, some place to go. We have a lot of training, we have a lot of education. A lot of opportunity for them to do stuff.
Shaking up the status quo has been a hallmark of Goodmanson's colorful career. He's developed a reputation as having a knack for fixing troubled departments.
You got to be kind of that kind of calm person. You got to be a good listener. You got to ask a lot of questions.
Goodmanson developed those skills working as a homicide cop in Detroit and investigating mafia assassinations in Chicago. The Minnesota native has also served as sheriff in Dakota, Fillmore, and Steele counties, and as police chief in Faribault and Lakeville. Goodmanson says it helps to have a slightly warped sense of humor to lighten what can be a grim and stressful job.
Don't get me wrong, it's a serious matter, and we're dealing with serious adult issues. But if you're not capable or able to laugh about this, there's something wrong with you. And this is not going to go well for your health in the long term.
Goodmanson has taken over a sheriff's office that's been criticized for its low rate of solving crimes, especially homicides. Goodmanson wasn't in St. Cloud when Jacob Wetterling was kidnapped in 1989. The case stymied the department for more than a quarter of a century. But now he's in the middle of the legal dispute over the release of the investigative file that could shed light on why it took 26 years to solve the case. Goodmanson says he'll take any heat that ensues.
Even though, you know, during the whole time I was not here, that's not the issue. It's my profession. I will answer for it.
Goodmanson says it's too soon to diagnose what went wrong with the Wetterling investigation. But he's not giving up on the county's unsolved crimes.
I can say that anywhere I have been a chief or a sheriff, I never had an unsolved homicide, and I had some genuine whodunits.
A lieutenant is now overseeing investigations. Goodmanson has also met with families of victims, including Joshua Guimont. The St. John's University student disappeared while walking home from a party 15 years ago. Guimont's father, Brian, isn't hopeful that the new sheriff will be able to make progress on his son's case.
To redo the last 15 years? No. The investigation needed to be done hour one, not 15 years later.
St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson says it's not easy to come into a department from outside. But Anderson thought his former boss in Dakota County would be a good fit. He recruited Goodmanson to lead the Stearns County Sheriff's Department.
He's got the knowledge, he's got the experience, and he has the temperament to be able to do that without turning people against him.
But the 69-year-old Goodmanson is a short timer. Next year, when Stearns County voters choose a new sheriff, his name won't be on the ballot. Goodmanson says he'll let his law enforcement license expire so he stops getting job offers. Kirsty Marone, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Cloud.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, this election day, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.